statistics can be misleading. This seems to be the case with an Asian nation and its poverty level. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll talk about the struggle and what one ministry is doing to be part of the solution. And on a different note, would you apologize for big goals regarding kingdom work? One of our partners says no. We'll tell you why in just a few moments. And we'll start today in India, where poverty is grabbing headlines. The New York Times suggests that India's current Prime Minister Narendra Modi suppressed an important report indicating India's poverty rate reached its highest level in decades during 2017. Another report states that over 30% of extremely poor children live in India. So India's struggle with poverty has not escaped notice with World Mission, who works with partners on the ground. CEO of World Mission Greg Kelly says overall, there is growth in India's economy.
But a lot of these developing countries, it's a very small sliver of the people at the top that are benefiting from it. And those that are in the poverty levels, actually, those numbers continue to swell and increase.
World Mission partners aim to serve the most vulnerable areas of India. Ministry does this by offering avenues for clean water. It also delivers the hope of the gospel through its solar-powered audio Bibles called Treasures.
World Mission's website is worldmission.cc. And so as people engage at that website, then they can learn more about World Mission. They can send a treasure very easily from that location.
Next, clean water is another challenge connected to India's poverty. There were more than 69 million registered cases of water-related illnesses between 2012 and 2017. India partners Donna Glass says many Indians affected by dirty water live at or below the global poverty line.
When they're constantly getting sick, when they don't see a way out of their poverty because they're sick, they can't earn money. The money that they do have is going to the doctors. Children aren't getting an education. There is not much hope there.
Each year on March 22nd, World Water Day highlights the plight of people who have no access to clean water. Glass is asking you to be part of the solution through India Partners.
There are ways to get involved and maybe get your coworkers and your friends and family involved in helping to raise funds to put a well in India.
Each well costs $5,300 to install. That's a bit much for the average family budget, but Glass suggests a group fundraiser. Friends at Next Gear Solutions did this last year.
They collected pledges for how many laps that they would walk carrying a container of 2.5 gallons of water. That's a lot of water. And that's about what the women and children in India are carrying. And it was so successful that they raised enough funds to fund not one, but two wells in India.
And Wycliffe Associates makes no apologies for having big goals. One of them is a Bible in every language by the year 2025. Tools, methods, and technology boost the acceleration of Bible translation and allows local language communities to take ownership of their own translations. Wycliffe Associates' Brent Ropp says they're already flooded with requests this year.
The 619 that we've identified so far, these are all language communities that have come to Wycliffe Associates and asked us for help. So they've been identified. We have then vetted them.
So how do they know they're not duplicating effort?
The vast majority of these language groups have never had a Bible translation project. We have had, on occasion, discovered that many years ago, in many cases decades ago, a Bible translation project was started, but for whatever reason was never finished.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or podcast us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.